Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today we're going to be learning a Maimer in Parashat Yitzchak, Maimer Yud Gimel, and Rosh Hashanah. And this year should be a schus for Refuah Shleima, for Chaya Mira Mendel Bas Chava Golda, and for Sarah Leah Bas Chana Yenta, Pesach Shachol Yisrael, for Zara Shul Kayama, for Yisrael Chaim and Chana Rochel, and Echakita Bas Rochel Esther, and Amos Ben Shoshana Rezel, and Esi Sarah Bas Ariella, Neitan Dabib and Riva Dvorah, and all their Yidden who need it. Sweetest friends, let's learn. Geshmak. Says Rav Huttner, Maimer Yud Gimel, Mekoyma shel simcha yibaleiv. Simcha's in the heart. However, this simcha of the heart, this chavas halev, also has dinim lemaisa. And we know, the words of our chachamim, that the dinay simcha lemaisa are achilas basar and shtiyas yayin. Saying Shira B'peh, Shira B'kli, that's all B'chlal. There's a Yotze Min HaKlal, and that Yotze Min HaKlal is the Simchas Bais HaShoaiva. That we find a Maisa Simcha of throwing up Avugos Shel Or, throwing up Avugos, torches of light, as it says in the Gemara, and Meseches Sukkah. We have to be Mesa'ar, we have to understand this Chiddush of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, that they threw up the Avukos of Or. What's the idea behind this? So, it all begins with the Nisuch HaMayim. We know that there's Nisuch HaMayim, the pouring of the water on the Mizbeach, and the root of the Nisuch HaMayim is the separating of the Mayim Elyonim from the Mayim Tachtonim on the second day of Maisa Bereishis. During this Havdashas, this Havdalah, at the time of this Havdalah, the Mayim HaTachtonim, the lower waters, got separated, the lower waters from the upper waters, as Chazal tell us, and the lower waters cried out. And what did the lower waters say? Anan va'ina l'mehave kadam malka. The lower waters said, hey, we too want to be before the king. Anan va'ina l'mehave kadam malka. We want to be before the king. And the answer given to the lower waters, says the Medrash, was that they were told, hey fellas, don't worry about it. You are going to be able to go before Hashem on the Mizbeach. Nisuch HaMayim B'chag. And the explanation is as follows. The Shira that the Levim would say on Monday is Godol Hashem Hu Mehulol Meod. Why, says the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah? Because B'yom HaSheni Chilek Masav Molech Aleihem. God separated His creations and He ruled over them. And Rashi explains, Chilek Maisav means that he was Mechalek, the Rakia, between the Elyonim, the upper and the lower. So we see from this that even though the Shira of Malchus Shemayim was explained completely on Friday, on Yom Shishi, Hashem Moloch, nevertheless, the root of the Shira of Yom HaShishi, of Hashem Moloch and Yom HaShishi, is on Monday's Yom HaSheni. Godol Hashem u'muhul al meod, Rashi says, Chilek ma'asav u'malach aleihem. He separated his creations, which Rashi says, is he separated the lower rakia from the upper rakia. U'malach aleihem, and he ruled over them. And the explanation is that all of the person's characteristics, all of a person's qualities, have parallel qualities in the greater universe. And even the tchun of Bechira, of choice, which is the major characteristic, the most central characteristic that defines man, has its roots in the universe, in the cosmos. And since the secret of the free choice of man is rooted in his dual creation, because man was created min ha'olyonu min ha'tachtonim v'yitzer is two yuds. We have from the upper worlds and we also have from the lower worlds. We have our spiritual side and we have our physical side. We have our nefesh ha'lokis and we have our nefesh ha'behemis. Because of this, the Chachamim explained that the root of the characteristic of the quality of Bechira of man in the universe is found in the chiluk in the separation of the Mayim HaElyonim and the Mayim HaTachtonim. And that's the Chilek Ma'asa of Umolach Aleihem. That the Mayim HaElyonim is separated from the Mayim HaTachtonim. On the second day, the upper waters, the spiritual waters, are separated from the physical waters of this world, the lower waters. And that's the root of man's Bechira. The upper being separated from the lower. In other words, the Hashem Malach of Friday, that God became king. Why? Because on Friday, man was created. And what does man do? Man makes Hashem into king. Man is he who is Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that happened on Friday. That's Yom Shishi. So this Shira is Gnuza B'maisa Avdol Shel Yom HaSheni. This man who is Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where does that all begin? That all began on Monday when God was Mechalek Masav, when God was Mavdil the Elyonim from the Tachtonim, the spiritual upper waters from the lower waters, from the physical waters of this world. Chilek Masav U'Molach Aleihem. So then, when man is actually created on Friday, so then he's Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what the true Hamlocha is. When we have our spiritual side, we have our physical side, and together, they're Mamlech Hashem. And we have Bechira, we can go with our physical and we can forget about Hashem. We can say, Hashem, you belong to the Elyonim, we're here, see you later. We're not interested, Chalila. So what we do is, we take our Elyonim, our Tachtonim, and we're Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that started, so that's Friday when we were actually created. But the root of that is on Monday when Hashem was Mechalek between the Rakia and the Mayim HaElyonim and the Mayim HaTachtonim, the upper and the lower waters. And that's why Chazal tell us that the lower waters cried. By the way, this Medrash is brought in Rabbeinu Bechaya and Vayikra Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel. You can also look in Rashi on that Pasuk. And the Tikkunei Zohar and Daf Yotes Amid Beis is the Tziyunei Mekoros says here. In any event, so what is the reason that the Mayim HaTachtonim are crying? We also want to be in front of the king. We want to be close to Hashem. The explanation is that since the free choice of man is rooted in the Havdalah between the Mayim HaTachtonim and the Mayim HaElyonim, so the recognition that it has been would have been better for man not to have been created, Noach lo adam shelo nivra misha nivra, is mushrash, is rooted in the tears of the Mayim HaTachtonim. The Mayim HaTachtonim are crying. The Mayim HaTachtonim are crying because of this Havdalah. What is the Havdalah again of the Elyonim from the Tachtonim? Bechira. That there's going to be an upper world, a spiritual side, and there's going to be a physical side. And now they're separated. And the lower water starts to cry and says, I want to be in front of Hashem. I don't want to have this Mashiach towards Ra. I don't want to be drawn to evil. I want to be in front of Hashem. And therefore, Noach Ladim Shalom Nivra Misha Nivra would have been easier if we wouldn't have been created. Then we wouldn't have had this battle of the Ra and the Tov, the good and the bad, of the spiritual and the physical. Because the moment there's Bechira, there's this possibility of failure. And not only is there a possibility of failure, but we're ensured that we're going to fail. Ain't tzaddik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov lo yechta. Everybody sins. Everybody makes mistakes. Mimayla. Since everybody makes mistakes. So we say, Noach ladim shalom nivra, better not have been created. We're going to fail. And that's the crying. What's the kol ha'shofar? The kol ha'shofar is genuchei ganach, yilulei yalil. Because we have bechira. And we cry, the bechira causes us to cry. Because we're so sad that we have this efsharut and this brerut even. This clear reality that we're going to fail. And just like the characteristic of Bechira, this tchuna of Bechira, is rooted in the separating of the waters of the lower from the higher, of the spiritual from the physical, that's the root of our Bechira, of the separation within man, as we saw, Cholak Chilek Maisev Umalach Aleihem, and that's Monday, and that's the root of Yom Shishi Hashem Malach, when man was actually created, and we're Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there are these tears that, hey, we might not be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are tears that we're far away from Hashem. That we have this physical side that drags us away from Hashem. So too, the crying, the Kol Shofar, which is tears, which is Shvarim, and the Teruah is short tears. So this crying, is also rooted in the tears of the Mayim HaTachtonim. Anan Binan Lehavi Kadam Malka. So Bechira is rooted in the Havdalah Samayim, and the tears are rooted in the Havdalah Samayim, because the tears come along with the Bechira. So the moment Hashem is Mavdil Bein Mayim L'Mayim, the Mayim El Yon and the Mayim HaTachtonim, so they're going to be the lower waters are crying. And this crying is expressed is tears, because we're far away now from Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's free choice. We might and definitely will sin. And this causes us to cry. And that's the Kiyah Shofar of Rosh Hashanah. The crying that there's Bechira. And that we're so far away from Hashem. So we continue on this path. And then we get to the explanation of the setting of the time of the Nisuch HaMayim, of the Mayim HaTachtonim, Dafka Sukkos, a very Rafutnerian question. Why Dafka Sukkos is the time where the Mayim HaTachtonim receive their appeasement? That we say to the Mayim HaTachtonim, Zorknish, don't worry, my sweet friend. You're also going to go on the Mizbeach. There's no reason for you to cry. You want to be close to Hashem? We're going to put you on the Mizbeach. How does this relate to Bechira, to man, to Sukkos? What's going on here? Says Rafutner, the consolation of the lower waters is by putting it in the realm of the Midah of Kavod. The secret of Kavod is that Kavod that comes from a far away place creates a much greater elevation than Kavod that comes from a close place. When somebody listens to the king in the palace, that's not nearly as big a deal as listening to the king 150,000 miles away. It's much greater kavod when it's from afar. As we say, Yishmu rachokim v'yavol v'yitnu lucha keser melucha. Those who are far away will come and give you a crown of glory, dafka far. Me rachok Hashem nirali Hashem. God appears dafka from afar. When we feel far, and then we give HaKadosh Baruch Hu kavod, that's the most gevaldik. And that's dafka the meat of kavod. If you stop and listen to somebody, it doesn't matter if they're close or they're far. But kavod, the greatest kavod, is somebody who's further away. Somebody who first rebelled. That's the greatest honor, we said before, listening. So when you listen to somebody, so it doesn't matter whether you listen closer or far. But there's a much greater kavod when you listen from afar. Because when you listen from afar, so they're not here. And yet you still listen, that's a much greater kavod. If you didn't listen to me yesterday and you listen to me today, that's a much greater kavod than if you listened to me yesterday and you listened to me today. Because yesterday you also listened to me, so you're listening to me today, so it's not such a great kavod. But if yesterday you completely ignored me and today you listened to me, today you follow my dictates, that's a tremendous kavod. So it's the same thing, kaviyachol with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The kavod given to Hashem is much greater when it comes from afar. And dafka, the further away we are, the more kavod there is for Hashem when we listen. And through this, we feel the hat'amah, the fitting of the content of the Nechama of the Mayim HaTachtonim with the Zman, with the time of the Nechama of the Mayim HaTachtonim. The content of the Nechama of the Mayim HaTachtonim is that Dafka, the Mayim HaTachtonim, go on the Mizbech. From the Mayim HaTachtonim to go on the Mizbech, there's no Metzius like that. It's Dafka, the Mayim HaTachtonim, which are so far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dafka, they have this adifus of being Ola Al Gabei Mizbech. Yishmu Rachokim V'Yavov Yitnu L'Chakezim Elucha. The Mayim HaTachtonim, which are far from Hashem, they cry, I'm so far. Say, Gevalt, Dafka, you who are so far are going to come close. You have that schus more than Mayim HaTachtonim. That's kavod. It's the greatest kavod. That even though you're so far, you're coming close. It's a much greater kavod than Hashem than somebody who's close coming close. And therefore, this is dafka, the time that this is done is Sukkos, because Sukkos is the holiday of kavod. When we're sitting in the sail of the Anonei HaKavod, the shadow of the clouds of glory. Continues her foot there, quoting a pasuk in Tehillim. Palge mayim yardu eina al she alo shamru Torah secha. Alo shamru Torah secha. My eyes shed a lot of tears. Springs and springs of tears. Many, many tears. Because they didn't keep your Torah. So if you're medactic in the Lashon of the Pasuk, it talks about the eyes in third person. It says, Lo Shamru. They didn't keep your Torah, the eyes. It doesn't say, Lo Shamati, I didn't keep. So Rabbeinu Yonah says in the Ikar Revi, in the Ikar Yatshuva, that in the Mahalach of Tikkun, Keneged HaKilkul, a fixing opposite corresponding to the fixing the what was destroyed, every aver, every organ of man has its own cheshbon. And the feeling that enwraps us is that since this inyan klali, that's why it says the eyes dafka, because the eyes have their own cheshbon. But it says the dafka about the eyes, demos min einayim. So shmami now, we see from here that what? That dafka in this prat of einayim, we have the outline that emphasizes the nature of this matter in a more general sense. Now this tikkun of Eivarim is expressed most beautifully, most clearly with the eyes. Why? Because stam bechia is tsar. Stam tzchok is simcha. When you cry, it's tsar. And when you're happy, usually it's simcha. However, when you have a bechia of simcha, this bechia, this crying, testifies to a much deeper simcha than a simcha that appears in a panim of tzchok. When a person laughs, he's not as happy as a person who cries from joy. Crying from joy, that's mamish the deepest. The clearest simen of simcha that appears with tears of joy, is when there is a mituk, a sweetening of its tsar that preceded it. When a person has good news, you had a baby. So that's amazing. He's happy. It's medashein etzem, like the pasuk says. His face shines. But the eyes don't, he doesn't cry. Not always. Many times not. But let's say, person has Shmuel Sros. Shmuel Sros, the doctor said, the mother's going to die, Rachman al-Itzlan, the baby's going to die. And then she gives birth, and lo and behold, healthy mother, healthy baby. Then he cries. He had such tremendous tsar. And now that tsar has been turned into simcha. That's the tifus simcha. And that's when there's bechia. Hafichas evel l'simcha. And now we get to the fourth ikar of the Ikrei HaTshuva, which is tsar b'maisa. We learn from the words of Rabbeinu Yonah that every eiver has a tikkun shel tsar b'fnei atzma. And what's the tikkun of the eyes? We said the tears. Palgei mayim yardu einayim. My tears, they have their own cheshbon, they cried. Why dafka the einayim, as Rav Futner asked? And the answer is, because the this, giving that example, David HaMelech did it to Tehillim, sketches out for us the nature of this matter. What's tshuva? Tshuva, the beauty of tshuva, is taking a rebellion which turns into submission. Somebody is against God, and all of a sudden, pitom, they become tzaddikim. Becomes a tzaddik. And there's a certain preference we have for this than a person who was close in the first place. So too crying, that's tshuva. Crying also. Crying is better than just being happy. Because what are tears of joy? The tzar turned into simcha as opposed to just regular simcha. So what's the tzar b'maisa of a person who's doing tshuva? It's going to be b'chia. Palgei mayim yaraduena alo shomri sarasech. Because it's the same mahalach. The mahalach of tshuva, which is what the person is trying to do, is turning the mar, the bitter, into the masok, into the sweet. Turning the merida into achnoah. Turning the rebellion into against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and transforming that into complete submission and receptivity of the will of Hashem. And that's punk, the crying of the eyes. The eyes cry. That's the merirus that is that's hofechas lemesikus. That's when you cry, when you're from joy, when something bitter turns into something sweet. Taka Rabbeinu Yonah in the Shai Revi and Oschess and Midakei Atshuva writes, Laharis Simchos of Zman Kaparasa. Weissman, the Simcha, you have to show the Simcha when you have Kapara. So the Yogan Achet and the Simchas HaKapara are two sides of one coin. The anguish that you have for sin and the joy of Kapara are two sides of one coin. And indeed, those eyes that cry, those Palgei Mayim, B'shas Yogon HaChet, yes, they're crying when they have tzar for the sin, but they're also going to cry when they have simcha for the tshuva. Simcha Sekapara, Yogon HaChet and Simcha Sekapara, M'shnei Tzdod M'shemot Be'achas. So you cried when you because you sinned, and now you're happy because HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave you. And this kapara engenders the Palgei Mayim Yardu Einai. Gevaldik, the tzar of the tears turns into simcha of tears. Tears of joy. Hafichas able is simcha. So slicha isn't stam kiruv. Slicha, Kadosh Baruch Hu forgiving is hafichas harichuk le kiruv. Far to close. And that's the midah of kavod. What do we say the midah of kavod is? It's much more kavod when first somebody didn't listen. When somebody was so far away, now they started listening, the person who listened all along. So the greatest kavod, if he listened, just the etzem listening, it doesn't matter. The ikar is that he listened. But the kavod that emerges from an act is much greater when previously the person wasn't listening, previously the person was rebelling. And that's the necham of the mayim atachtonim, the nitzach mayim. The tears, the palgei mayim, the genichos, the yalalos, the genuche, geniach, the yalul, the yalil. We spoke about the shofar. The tears. And the palgei mayim. The Mayim HaTachtonim said, oh, we're so far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to be in front of the king. They are not completely satisfied and consoled until Sukkos. And then the Anonei HaKavod surround Klal Yisrael. And in the Mahalach of Anonei HaKavod, Kavod, the clouds of glory, of honor. There we see the Tkifus, the strength of the Rechokim over the Krovim, of the Tachtonim over the Elyonim. Yishmu rachokim v'yavot tzvi ma'ishev yitnu lucha keser melucha yitzlut tzvi, you're with me. Moshe Gavriel, yishmu rachokim v'yavot yitnu lucha keser melucha. Yaakov Dov, a coin. And therefore, dafkan the tzelem of the Anonei HaKavod, the Mayim HaTachtonim, dafkan the tzelem in the shadow of the Anonei HaKavod, the Mayim HaTachtonim go on, the Mizbech, and they say, ooh, we're close. This is the holiday of Kavod. So this is our special time. Those who were far away, now we're close. And the Palgei Mayim, they turn into tears of joy. These tears of joy are the Nisuch HaMayim. It's so exciting. The tears of joy, we're pouring the tears in the Mizbeach of joy, now we're close. And the Simcha of this Bechiyah is the Simcha's Beis HaShoeva. Nisuch HaMayim is the Simcha's Beis HaShoeva. And then we get back to the Avukos of Or. Why avukas of or? It says the chassidim and anshei maisa. would dance with torches. We don't find this in other simchas. What's this dance of light? And the answer is, light is kavod. The record of the simchas beis shoeva is a record of kavod. As the pasuk says in Yeshayahu, an often a pasuk, Be'urim kavdu Hashem. With light you give a Kadosh Baruch Hu honor, Yeshayahu, Chovdal Tesvuv. Be'urim kavdu Hashem. And that's exactly what the Simchas Beis Shoev is about. That's interesting, the Simchas Beis Shoev and other Simchas. Because the Simchas Beis Shoev is a Simcha of Kavod, of the meat of Kavod. And only when you're in the realm of Kavod, it's greater for the person who once sinned and is no longer sinning. Once he was far, then he was close. That's all in the realm of Kavod. In the other realm of just listening, there it's all the same. Adarav, it's better that he should have listened yesterday and today, and not just listen today after not listening yesterday. But in the realm of Kavod, that's the special day of being far and then coming close, of Sukkos, of the tears, of joy that we were once far and now we're close, now we're on the Mizbech, the Mayim HaTachtonim, man, the Bechir of man, the Nefesh HaBemis, Nefesh HaLokos, so far and now we're so close. And therefore we have two types of rikud. We have a rikud of simcha, you're being misameach, the person who's in the middle of the eagle, and you also have a rikud of kavod, that you're being mechabi, the person who's being merkaz the eagle. You can be mesameach, the person in the circle, and you can be mechabe, the person who's in the middle of the circle. It says, "Asid Hakadosh Baruch Hu lasis mochel at tzadikim, veHakadosh Baruch Hu yoshev b'emtza." In the end of days, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a circle for tzadikim, and he's going to be in the middle. And this circle is Simchas Beis Hashoev. That's Gilui Kvodu Yisbarach of the Yoshev Bemsa. Be'urim Kavdu Hashem. That's the greatest kavod. The kavod in Simchas Beis Shoeva. Rafutner concludes, Ma'advar Meirim, and this shines, Be'urim Kavdu Hashem. Dafka with light. I'm surprised Rafutner doesn't say, I think he says in another maimon. But that's Dafka why on Sukkos, the Balei Tshuva dance. One hand is the dance of the Hasidim and the Anshei Maisa, and there's also the Balei Tshuva. Why dafka the Balei Tshuva? Because that's their holiday. The holiday of the Balei Tshuva, of being far and now coming close. And that's the Nisuch HaMayim. That's them going on the Mizbeach. The far waters, the Mayim HaTachtonim. So here we have it, sweetest friends. We started with the Shaila. Why dafka Avukos of Or? So obviously the simcha of the simcha space of Shoeva is there, and then other simchas. The Futner here puts before us the Tzvei Dinim. We have two dinim. We have a general din of simcha that has its own halachas, and then we have the din of the simcha space of Shoeva. It's the general din of simchas, basar, yayin, shira. But the maisa simcha of the simcha space of Shoeva is Andrish, it's different. It's avuka shel or. Why dafka avuka shel or? And the answer is because this is the day, the simcha space of Shoeva is the day of kavod. Giving kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ananei HaKavod, Sukkos. The greatest kavod is far, coming close. And that's after the whole mahalach of the Yom Noroim. We were so far, and now we're close. Sukkos, we made it. We're back in Hashem's home. We're back under the Ananei HaKavod. So we came back. And therefore the tears, the palgei mayim of being far, and we were sad. And now they turn into tears of simcha, of joy. And that's the greatest simcha. And that's the simcha of Lasid Lava, of the Mochel HaTzadikim. They're going to make, to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu kavod in the middle. And that's the dance, Dafka, the Balei Tshuva. And that's the light, Burim Kavdu Hashem, light is in those kavod. So Mamish, like Rafutner concludes the Maimer, Vadvar Meirim, we should all be zoichet to the Or of Tshuva, the Or of Kavod. Kavod without the, without a Vav, Kav Beis Dalet, is Begematria, 26, Yudke Vavke, we should give Shem Havayak, the greatest kavod. be zocha to stand in the machal and dance around the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'amar bayom ahu inei Elokeinu zeh zeh Hashem kivinu lo b'yoshienu, etc., etc. And we should be zocha mitzvah Hashem to sit in the sukkah of Yosin. Meheru v'yameinu. Amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.